Now, the worship of Avon United Methodist Church, located at 130 Genesee Street in Avon, New York. Reverend Mia Richardson, pastor. Welcome to worship with the Avon United Methodist Church.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Let's open up with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for your grace. To each one of us, grace has been given as Christ apportioned it. For it is by grace we have been saved through faith, and this is not from ourselves. No, not by works. It is the gift of God. Grace that rescues us from dangers seen and unseen. Grace that restores, grace that redeems, grace that releases miracles, signs, and wonders, grace that repairs and resuscitates. Where would we be if not for your grace? Grace so undeserving, yet you give it away freely. May we, O Lord, receive grace joyfully and with great care. Grace and peace be yours in abundance. Through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Amen. We'll begin with our announcements, starting with our pastor.
Good morning again.
Announcements that I have. Good Friday. We're going to have a Good Friday service at 7 p.m. on April 10th. We are going to do the seven last words. And I am going on vacation, so I won't be here next Sunday. And I won't be available this upcoming week unless there's an emergency, like blood, like shedding, like that kind of emergency. So I think that is it for me for announcement.
There's a group of us ladies who on the 15th and 16th of September are going to see Queen Esther at the Sight and Sound. So if there's any other ladies in the church or gentlemen who might be interested, it's through Covered Wagon Tours. And there were six seats left as of last Friday. We had a very successful Lenten lunch. We were number one, and there were probably about 75 people at the first one. So I just want to thank all the ladies who made cookies and showed up and made soup and cleaned up and did all that stuff with us. Remember, Daylight Savings Time starts next week. We all have to put our clocks ahead 1 hour on Saturday night. And ladies, we have our first UMW meeting on a week from tomorrow at 7 o'clock. And our second Lenten lunch is this Tuesday at 11:45, and it's Central Presbyterian.
this is just a reminder that First Fish Dinner is getting closer the following Friday, the 13th. So I looked at the signups downstairs, and they're coming along pretty well. But if you haven't had a chance to look at them, if you would, if you can help with a dessert or help by working during the dinner, that would be wonderful. Many hands makes lighter work. So anyway, thank you.
We will have our time of centering. All stand for our call to worship. Happy are those whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered.
Happy are those to whom the Lord forgives no iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no deceit.
God is our hiding place. He preserves us from trouble and surrounds us with glad cries of deliverance.
God will instruct and teach us the way we should go. He will counsel us with his eyes upon us.
Steadfast love surrounds us, those who trust in the Lord.
Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, O righteous, and shout for joy, all you upright in heart. Amen.
We'll have our hymn number 269, Lord, who throughout these 40 days.
Scripture lesson this morning starts with Genesis 2:15-17. The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and take care of it. And the Lord God commanded the man, "You are free to eat from any tree in the garden, but you must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, for when you eat from it, you will certainly die." And then Genesis 3:1-7. Now the serpent was more crafty than any of the wild animals the Lord had made. He said to the woman, "Did God really say you must not eat from any tree in the garden?" The woman said to the serpent, "We may eat fruit from the trees in the garden, but God did say you must not eat fruit from the tree that is in the middle of the garden, and you must not touch it or you will die." "You will not certainly die," the serpent said to the woman. "For God knows that when you eat from it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." When the woman saw that the fruit of the tree was good for food and pleasing to the eye, and also desirable for gaining wisdom, she took some and ate it. She also gave some to her husband, who was with her, and he ate it. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they realized that they were naked, so they sewed fig leaves together and made coverings for themselves.
Sorrow, they shall be consoled. scripture says.
Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. After fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. The tempter came to him and said, "If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread." Jesus answered, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God," God's word. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. The Spirit led him into the wilderness to be tempted. We should never doubt God's leading that sometimes runs us into temptation. We live in a world where we're surrounded by it. But when God is with you, when His Spirit is with you, then we can endure it. He was tempted by the devil. Some of us don't like that word, so we'll call him for this lesson the tempter, or we'll call him a bully. We won't call him the devil, okay? For those of you who that word is kind of scary. And after fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. The tempter came to him and said, "If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread." 40 days and 40 nights is the foundation of the church's 40-day Lenten fast. Lenten penitence engages the dark places in our lives that we come face to face with, understand them, and so that we can seek understanding for them. It is not about guilt. It's about freedom from the control of our fears, we all have them, insecurities, and about the amendment of life and new beginnings. To this temptation, Jesus answered, "It is written," who says, "man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." This is the blueprint for resisting temptations. It is written. What does God have to say about that? Although Jesus was the Son of God, he defeated Satan by using a weapon that everyone has at their disposal, the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Every time we read God's Word, we are learning how to think different, not like the world thinks. The tempter tries to get us to doubt God's Word and to test his promises. He will urge us to think that God cannot be trusted or that what he says is not the whole truth. Example in point, Adam and Eve in the garden, living it up. And here comes the tempter. God say, "You can't eat from that tree." And then Eve goes, "Not only did he say we can't eat from it, he said we can't touch it." He never said we couldn't touch it. But they were tempted. And they listened. I say they because Eve, he was talking to Eve and Adam was right there and gave him the fruit. Adam could have said no. Together, they fell into temptation because the serpent offered them something beautiful of the world. And they were tested. They were tempted. Jesus relied on his Father, not on his own miracle power, for provision of food. He passed the test. In the midst of struggle, Jesus demonstrated his unwavering commitment to God's plan in this world. While the tempter was talking in the natural, Jesus was speaking in the spiritual, bread of life, the bread that nourishes us. "My food is to do the will of the Father," Jesus often quoted. Jesus responded to each of Satan's three temptations by appealing to the unchanging word of God. Who says it is written? If we want to successfully overcome temptation, we must do the same. We must use God's words as an offensive weapon against the inferior foe, the tempter. This means we must take time to read and study his word daily, not just on Sundays, because the temptations come every day. Have you ever wondered? Because I've wondered that when it says, what was wrong with you?
I just, you know, I talk back to the word. Because Jesus was hungry. His fast was over. Why couldn't he turn that stone into bread? What was wrong with that? He needed to eat, right? If you're hungry, you make yourself something to eat. The reason was, we don't follow directions from the enemy, even if it sounds good. If we know it is contrary to what God has told us, then we don't fall into that trap. He was trying actually to kill Jesus. He was trying to get him to abort the mission, like Adam and Eve. He didn't want to see them happy forever, like we talked about, happy because I'm happy, sing along with me. He didn't want them happy. He wanted them to die. And this death that God was talking about was not a real death, a physical death. It was a spiritual death. Because remember, they didn't die physically. They died to shame, guilt, fear, start blaming each other. That's what happens sometimes when we step into those areas that God told us not to. We get ashamed. We're afraid to tell people, so we hide like they did. But God gives us parameters because he loves us and he knows best. I always tell the younger people, I said, you know, God's word, it's not because he doesn't want us to have fun. It's because he knows the effects of some of the things that we get into, what will happen. He knows what we don't always know. Who says, if it's not right with God, then it's not right at all? The Holy Spirit led Jesus into the desert to be tempted by Satan, showing that temptation doesn't need to end in failure. That's encouragement to all of us who find ourselves object of the tempter's schemes. Jesus was tempted in every way, just as we are, yet he didn't sin. He refused to listen to the snake, and he didn't bite the apple. Finally, to remedy their vulnerability, Adam and Eve, they made clothes of fig leaves. But humans are allergic to fig leaves. Not to mention, leaves are not enough to cover what needs to be covered. And they wilt shortly after being taken from the tree. But God, being more concerned with their future and ours, he stepped in. He made them clothes of skin, and thousands of years later, he sent his son to cover each of us. He who sacrificed on the tree for you and me will never wither or die. His resurrection power is guaranteed for all who believe. If we just use the words he used, it is written, who says? Amen. Let us sing together, I Surrender All.
God, we pray that those words not merely be just words, that those who have ears to hear will hear what the Spirit is saying to us, that you are calling us to give you everything, to give you our shame, our guilt, our insecurities, our fears, our imperfections, our pride, our malice, our anger, whatever it is that we have, O God, that you died for on the cross, we give it to you. In Jesus' name, we thank you for covering those sins, that we can get up every day with a clean slate. Your mercy and your grace endures forever. In Jesus' name, we thank you for your love. Amen.
This has been By Bread Alone, or God's Every Word, with Pastor Mia Richardson on March 1st, 2020. Lent's 40 days is a time for reflection on what tempts us and for gaining freedom from the control of earthly influences through focusing on the Word of God. This was the last regular recorded service prior to the pandemic.
You've been listening to the Avon United Methodist Church, located at 130 Genesee Street in the village of Avon. We hope that you have experienced the love of Jesus Christ during your time with us. We invite you to join us on the air weekly at 7:30 a.m. Sundays. Please visit us on the web at avonnyumc.org or call us at 226-8600. May God richly bless you.